Check Your Watch Jackets fans. It's Shelly Time with Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Oh, no time like Shelly Time. Brian Heating Cooling System fan guest hotline, Jody Shelly, our good buddy. Jackets at home tonight against Minnesota in the rematch of the game earlier this week. Before we get to the fun and some of the, hopefully, the returns, is it 90s night tonight? Are we wearing throwbacks?
It is 90s night. I don't know what we're wearing, but there'll be some fun music and some fun stuff at Nationwide Arena.
Okay. All right. Because I saw an image of the old, you know, the lights, the old school CBJ logo. And I saw a puck, Jode. I saw a puck that said 90s night. A little bit of a throwback. Going to be fun. Oh, a little teaser. A little teaser Friday for the night. Kids. That'd be fun, buddy.
Yeah.
Wennberg back. Ryan Murray skating. It's you know, we've lost a lot. It's the little things, man, right?
It is. And I'll tell you what, it's those positions, those veteran guys. It's just such a big deal. Alexander Wennberg was playing his best hockey as he got injured there about a month and a half ago. And he's just a defensive-minded forward who fits right into this lineup and understands it. So him and Riley Nash back in the middle of the ice, it just changes the whole look of the forward core. So this is welcome sights. And, hey, the room's excited about it. Cam Atkinson just got off the ice. He skated on his own today.
Okay.
So these guys are getting close. There's a lot of energy in that locker room with guys that are coming back.
Speaking of energy, Jody, I've loved the energy that we've gotten from the captain, Nick Foligno, over the last couple games, and he's chipped in a couple goals. But I just think his mentality has been great. When you read some of the quotes coming out and some of the things he may have said to his teammates, I think it's been phenomenal. But for me, Jody, I just wanted to ask you about the offensive side of things for the captain, man. What have you seen from him lately that's kind of turning this on for him offensively?
Yeah, you know what? It looks like he's just quit overthinking things. And I think he will tell you at moments he's his worst enemy as far as trying to do too much for everybody. You know, and he's a guy that I think he makes a lot of other players struggles his struggle. And he's a guy that squeezes the stick even more in tight games when he's not chipping in. He wants to be the guy that chips in. So he looks like he's just got an in-your-face focus. His attitude and his focus is forecheck, bang, and then, you know, with all the guys out, he's showing his teammates and this organization that there is absolutely no quit allowed, and I think that's allowed him to find success around the net. It's not like he's going out every shift and saying, all right, I'm going to go score a goal. I think more importantly, he understands with the new guys in and guys not certain how to act and how this could easily be a situation where you just feel sorry for yourself. He is denying those thoughts and just showing great attitude. And I think that's why he's around the net. He's in the hard areas. And he's got enough skill to make plays when he gets a chance. So he's getting rewarded for the way he's approaching the game.
I mean, that's what the C's about, man. It's that, I mean, this is, we've talked about it 1,000 times. I think it was best articulated and proven in the game at Minnesota, which is a loss, 5-4. But you get down, it's 4-1, man. And you could say, all right, we'll see you guys on Friday night. To hell with it. We'll see you on Friday night. And they didn't do that. They reengaged in that third, and you didn't get the win. But I do think that to me, Jody, that's what this organization's all about now, that Jarmo Kekäläinen and John Davidson before him and with him built together, that Tortorella's built, is a complete buy-in. And that's Foligno. I think however this goes the next month or so, and we know what we're up against, there's a lot to be very proud of with the way this group's staying in the fight.
You know what? I don't think they understand how to quit. They just don't. There's not one person in this organization, starting with Jarmo, and I think it's a mix of everyone. Jarmo, John Tortorella, Nick Foligno. Those guys lead in their way, in their departments, and the buy-in on how it has to be is concocted from John Tortorella, and they've figured it out. But more importantly, Nick Foligno has figured it out that, hey, there is no way for us to die. And it goes back to Tampa series last year. It goes back to beating Washington twice this year. The confidence in understanding what you are, and there's still teams in this league, Bo, who are ahead of the Blue Jackets in the standings, but are not in as good a situation because they don't understand what they are. And what I mean is, the Minnesota Wild have had two wins under their belt here the last two games. They beat the Blue Jackets in Minnesota. They squeaked it out. Then they stomped the Detroit Red Wings last night. But I think they're fragile. And what I'm saying is if they get down early in the game tonight, there is a point where that team will be like, oh, we don't have it. Oh, you know what? We got two of the last three. Where in the, if you flip it over to the Blue Jackets, they're a different organization because they understand that if they scratch and claw, and games aren't perfect, like the Minnesota game wasn't perfect, and there's been games where they've started really well and ended poorly but still got the point or the win, that they can get a point or two and salvage what's happening. And that is the fire that's inside of this team.
Jody, I have to ask you about Bemstrom, man. I mean, Bemstrom right now, 3 goals in the last 3 games, and that absolutely is something that you know better than I do that this team absolutely needs. These type of guys to have these offensive performances night in and night out or spread them out to really kind of be consistent and help out the club. What have you seen from him lately that you like from Bemstrom?
Yeah, well, if you put yourself in this kid's shoes, so last year he leads the Swedish Elite League in goal scoring, and that's by a rookie. And he comes over to North America, and he's asked to play a completely different style of hockey, which is not to do with scoring. It's to do with playing away from the puck, blocking shots, and buying into the system. Now, he played probably 50 games last year at the most, so it took him a while here to figure out how he's going to fit in, how he's going to play. He is a highly skilled, highly talented player who's going to have a bright and a long NHL career. But we're now starting to see him figure out that it's not going to be the one-time shot, highlight reel goal every time. It's going to be a rebound chance. It's going to be, you know, he timed that play. It was brought to the net by Shore, and he was there to clean it up. He timed that perfectly to get away from the defensive posture. So he's starting to figure out how to be more effective and how to hide and how to reappear in the offensive zone. And that's a skill set among goal scorers. So, you know, he's figuring it out, but I think he's now working in the right way. Much like we saw Bjorkstrand do, it took him a couple of years to figure that out. Now he's the top of the Blue Jackets, where he was when he got injured. I think Bemstrom is in the same boat. Coming from Europe, has the skill, has the high IQ, but has to figure out how to get around defense and find rebounds here in the National Hockey League.
Jody, a couple of quick ones for you, although I'm not sure the answers can be quick. But Elvis, no skate today, so Corpy tonight. Do I have that right? Is that the way we think it's going to go?
Yes, you are correct.
Okay, and seriousness on the Elvis injury, do we know?
You know what? I'm not sure.
Okay.
I have no idea what it is, but okay. He is around the arena. He is around the team. I don't think it's – I really don't know. I don't want to speculate, okay. But he did.
No, I wouldn't want you
today.
To. Yeah, I wouldn't want you to either. Yeah. The Josh Anderson report from Darren Dreger this week on the shoulder and that – you know, that would be a surgery, and I haven't heard anything official since. This has been just a lost season for Josh a little bit here, hasn't it?
It sure has. I mean, this is something that it's disappointing, more importantly for Josh. I mean, he's a player with 1 goal this season. He's a huge part of the core of this team. It's been a loss. So, you know what? If it is surgery and we haven't seen him around, he was skating at one point, but now we haven't seen him at all. If it is surgery, hopefully he can get it done and get back and get ready for next year if that's the case.
All right. Good stuff, pal. As always, two this weekend. Tonight, Vancouver, then the Western Canada trip. And, boy, then this is fun time. Going to be a fun one tonight at the Old Barn, I do believe. Thanks for your time, buddy.
Oh, it's going to be great. All right, guys, have a great weekend. Thanks for having me on.